Hey everyone out there, how are you doing? Yes, this is Titi once again on Mother's Journey and Reflections. I hope your month has been going on well. Welcome to the month of June, the sixth month of the year. Quite amazing, isn't it? We're already in the sixth month. God has been faithful and we have every reason to give Him thanks. Today I'm going to start a series called June Joys. Why? Because I was going through the scriptures and I was reading the book of Luke chapter 1 from verses 26 all the way to 38, and the Spirit of the Lord was ministering to me from those scriptures. So the next few podcast series I'll be doing will be called June Joys. June and Joys. This month of June, embrace joy. Great listeners, great mothers, embrace joy, mothers to be, and all my great listeners out there, embrace joy. Are you a believer? Then let the flow of joy come from within to without. But if you're not a believer and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, then you need to know Him, so that you can embrace and you can experience an outflow of joy. In this month of June, experience joy like never before. Embrace joy like never before. In the scriptures I read to you just now, or I mentioned earlier on to you, there's a record of a story of the angel called Gabriel appearing, visiting Mary, the Virgin Mary, with very great news of great joy, a news that will bring great joy and great tidings to the face of the earth, a news that till today we are actually still experiencing the impact of that news. And that was the birth of Jesus and what He was going to do on the face of this earth. And so when the angel brought the news to Mary, he called her blessed amongst women, and he called her highly favored, and he brought the tidings to her. And of course, he explained to her how this was going to happen. But was it not such a great news? So today, I just want to encourage you to embrace joy. I'm praying that in the month of June, you will experience a great news that will bring great joy to you. We will all experience a great news that will bring great joy to us. A great news that will bring great joy that will impact our lives forever. We will have that experience. I pray that you would experience amazing joy. I pray that you'd experience unending joy. I pray that you'd experience refreshing joy. I pray that you experience an outflow of joy from your relationship with Jesus. I pray that you'll be overwhelmed with joy all the time. So in this month, let joy be your best friend. Let it be your companion. Let it be your guard. Take care. Stay blessed up. And keep shining on brighter and brighter. Till next time, experience June joys. Thank you. Ah. Hi everyone, how are you doing? Yes, this is Titi Showemimo once again on Mother's Journey and Reflections. We're still very much in the month of June. How is it going for you? We've been talking about June joys. June joys. Last time we talked about embracing joy. Asking that God gives us great news that will give us great joy. Well, today I just want to encourage us again about joy. We're still talking about joy, June joys. Do you realize that joy is a form of strength for us? Joy gives us strength. So as mothers and mothers-to-be, and all my great listeners, the last series we talked about embracing joy. As we embrace joy, what we're doing exactly is that we're embracing strength. We're embracing strength. As we decide to make joy our company, as we decide to make joy our best friend, as we decide to outflow joy in every situation and in every circumstances that we are faced, we're actually embracing strength. We're actually sending out an outflow of strength. Joy gives us strength. So today I want to encourage us to understand that joy and strength go hand in hand. The result of joy is strength. I wish I could actually explain it that they are like the two fingers, that part of the fingers that we have. It's like the little finger and then the next finger, or the thumb and the next finger, and you know that every one of them have their importance. They go hand in hand. Joy brings strength. So in this month of June, I'm praying that the joy of the Lord will release His strength to every one of us as we listen to this podcast. As you are listening to this podcast, receive strength. Strength for the journey ahead. Strength for the days ahead in the month of June. Always remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Going back to that, our scripture for this series, Luke 1, 26 to 38. If we look a bit further in the book of Luke, chapter 1, going further than 38, the scripture says that Mary visited Elizabeth. And of course, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. When Mary brought the news, when she heard the salutation, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby in her womb leaped. Strength. Elizabeth received strength. She received a fresh strength when she heard of the joyful news. Oh wow. Joyful news will give us strength, isn't it? Praying that we would embrace joy and that it will give us strength. And that we would have strength from within to without in this month of June. So receive strength and stay very blessed. Enjoy. Thank you. Till next time. Hi everyone, once again, this is Titi Showemimo on Mother's Journey and Reflections. How are you doing? How is the month of June going for you? I hope it's been great. I hope you've been embracing joy. We've been talking about June joys. I hope you have been making joy your companion, and I hope it's been giving you strength. Yes, that was the last time, the last series that we had, I talked about how joy gives you strength, how they go hand in hand. Well, today I just want to go back to the basis of the topic June joy, and that's always based. I always base them on scripture that is ministered to me, or that I'm getting something from by the inspiration of the Spirit of God. And so we're looking at Luke 1, chapter 1, and we're going back to the story of Mary, when the angel Gabriel appeared to her and explained to her the things that was going to happen to her and the birth of Jesus. And I'm going to look at particularly verse 31. And you see in verse 31, it says, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus." That's Luke 1:31. "You would have a baby called Jesus." And verse 32 says, "He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." We've been talking about June joys, and what I want to bring out from that scripture is that if you really want to experience joy, then you need to experience Jesus. Now, this was the angel announcing the news of Jesus to Mary. Well, I want to announce to you the news of Jesus. Are you a believer and you already know Jesus? Then I'm saying to you that if you do want to experience joy, unending joy, a joy that is overflowing, a joy that lasts forever, then you need to ensure that you have a relationship, personal relationship with Jesus. Do you know him as a believer? Do you embrace him? Are you walking with him? Are you walking for him and you're not walking with him? Do you have times, quiet moments in his presence? Oof. If you're a believer, that's fine. If you're not, then you need to embrace Jesus. You need to embrace Jesus for you to experience joy. And so today, if you want to really experience joy in this month of June, if you want to experience what we've been talking about, June joys, then you need to experience Jesus. And so that's the news I want to give to you today. I'm sharing this news with you that Jesus is the source, is the author of joy. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. I want to tell you that Jesus is the embodiment of joy. He's the beginning of joy. He's the ending of joy. He's the Alpha and the Omega of joy. So if you really want to experience joy, then you just have to know him. You have to find him for yourself. You can simply say a word of prayer with me right now. If you are listening and you don't know Jesus, and just say, "Jesus, I want to know you. Come into my heart. I want to receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. Reveal yourself to me," and make it a heartfelt prayer. I'm sure he will reveal himself to you. And if you're a believer and you're not really sure about your relationship with him, then you can say the prayer as well and ask him that, Jesus, I think I'm a believer, but I really need you right now to come afresh into my life because I want to experience this joy. So remember, in the month of June, if you want to experience joy, great joy, if you want to have June joys, then you need to embrace Jesus. Stay blessed. Stay blessed up. Keep shining and shine on brighter. Thank you. Till next time. Hey everyone out there, how are you doing? Yes, once again, this is Titi Shoemimo on Mother's Journeys and Reflections. Yes, we're very much in the month of June, and I hope it's been going well for you. I hope the month of June has been a beautiful month. I hope so far it's been full of joy. We're still on the series June Joys, and today I'm just going to remind us of the last series that we've done. We talked about embracing joy. We talked about the fact that great news can bring, great good news can bring great joy. And the fact that we should embrace joy. And while we're doing that, it gives us strength. We embrace strength while we're embracing joy. The fact that Jesus is also the source of all joy. He's the author and finisher of joy. Today, I just want to still talk about June joys. Yes, June joys. Our joy in this month of June. And our text and the scripture basis for this is in Luke chapter 1. And I'm just going to read quickly from verses 35. Or I'll just paraphrase that. You know, verses 35 talks about the fact that the angel of God appeared to Mary and said to her that the Holy Ghost will come upon her and the power of the highest shall overshadow her. Therefore, she would bring forth and what will be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. I'm reading part of the King James Version. And so that's Luke 1:35. And so the angel of God told Mary that the Holy Ghost will come upon her and she would bring forth Jesus, because she was thinking about how will this happen? How is this going to happen at all? How am I going to experience joy? How am I going to have you ever asked yourself, how will I experience joy? I've been told to embrace joy. I've been told in the last few series to embrace joy, to make joy my companion, to make it my friend. Okay, I've been told that I need to have Jesus in my life to have joy. Now, how is it going to be? Even if I have Jesus, well, how am I going to actually see this actionized? How will I see it in action? How will I see it manifest? The scripture says in verse 35, the angel of the Lord said to her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And that brings me to what I'm about to say today. The message today is that for you to experience joy, as you embrace Jesus, the Holy Ghost has to come upon you. You have to receive the Spirit of God. You have to receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit has to come upon you, overshadow you for you to experience joy. And I'm praying that in this month of June, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you as he overshadowed Mary to bring forth Jesus. Do you realize that we said earlier on that Jesus is the source of all joy? And so for Mary to bring forth this joy, she needed the Holy Spirit to come upon her for her to bring forth the joy. I'm praying for you great mothers and mothers to be that listening, and all my great listeners, that for you to conceive that joy, that joyful thing that is you know, that joyful plan, that joyful dream, that joyful thing, or even that joyful, for those trusting God for the fruit of the womb, that joyful seed that you're trusting God for, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit is the enabler. He's the enabler. He's the one that helps us to manifest this joy. And so I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will come mightily upon every one of us and give us that, you know what, He will overshadow us and help us be able to release joy in everything that we do and in every sphere of our lives, and to be able to release it to everyone around us as well. And that we ourselves will encounter joy. We ourselves will experience joy by the help of the Holy Spirit. So embrace the Holy Spirit. Allow Him to overshadow you this month of June so that you might experience unending, uncommon, amazing joy. Thank you. Stay blessed. Stay blessed up and keep shining. Till next time. Bye. Hey, this is Titi Showemimo once again on Mother's Journey and Reflections. Yes. The month of June is gradually rolling to an end right now. And I hope you've been enjoying the month of June. I hope it's been full of joy. I hope the word June joys has been your portion. I hope you've received strength. I hope you've embraced Jesus like never before. I hope that you've allowed the Holy Spirit to overshadow you. Have you allowed the Holy Spirit to walk on you, to walk with you, and to outflow through you? Have you been walking with the Spirit of God? Have you been embracing joy? Remember that the series that we've done so far is talking about joy. Joy, joy, joy. And we've been looking at the text from Luke 1. Chapter 1 of Luke. And I hope you've been blessed. Well, today I just want to say to you that now that you've embraced joy, you've received strength, and you have Jesus like never before, and the Holy Spirit has overshadowed you and is already with you, and you're walking with the Holy Spirit, you are fellowshipping daily with the Holy Spirit, be rest assured that all this will definitely make you blessed and highly favored. Yes. And that takes me back to the text that we've been reading. You know, in Luke 1:28, the angel of the Lord came in to Mary, you know, came to visit Mary and said to her, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women." He called her blessed. He called her highly favored. Have you been experiencing joy? Have you embraced joy? Have you embraced Jesus? Have you embraced joy? Have you received strength? Have you allowed the Holy Spirit to overshadow you? Have you walking with the Spirit of God? Then be rest assured that joy brings something very unique, and that is joy brings high favor. I can assure you, joy makes you blessed and highly favored. And so for the rest of the year, not just this month of June, embrace joy. Embrace joy and embrace this very source of joy, which is Jesus. Jesus is the very source of joy. So embrace Jesus and experience high favor. Be highly favored and be blessed. My great listeners out there, great mothers and mothers-to-be, you are highly favored and you are blessed of the Lord. And for those who are pregnant at the moment and those who are also going to be trusting the Lord for the fruit of the womb, your womb and all our wombs are blessed. That is what the angel announced to Jesus, and I'm reading from the scriptures right now, and I'm saying it, that we are blessed. Blessed art thou amongst women. I'm reading from the King James Version. Everyone listening out there, you are blessed. Confess it to yourself. Affirm it. Speak it. It's the word of God. It's active. It's powerful. It's life. It works. It works. Say it over yourself. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I have embraced joy. I've embraced peace. I have embraced joy. I've embraced Jesus. I've embraced strength. So I am a joyful person. And because of that, I'm blessed and highly favored. And so for the rest of the month of June and for the rest of the year, experience great joy. So say to yourself, June joys is mine. June joys is mine. Stay blessed up. Stay shining. Shine brighter. Till next time. Thank you. Hey everyone out there, how are you doing? Yes, once again, this is Titi Showemimo on Mother's Journey and Reflections. How is the month of June going for you? I hope it's been going great. I hope you've been blessed by the series I've been putting out there. Those are very deep reflections from my own quiet time and quiet moments. And as I'm sharing it, I'm also using it to encourage myself as well in my own very peculiar journeys. I hope your peculiar journeys has been good, has been great, and has been full of joy. We've been talking about joy, and the series once again is about June joys. So today, really, I'm just going to bring out a few scriptures. I'm going to bring out and emphasize again on the word joy. From a few scriptures, we know that the scriptures are very powerful. We know that the scriptures are active. We know that scriptures are living. And we know that in the scriptures, we know that everything else will fade away. But the word of God will never fade away. And so I just want to base today's session on scriptures. So I'm just going to point out a few things and emphasize on the word joy. Nehemiah 8:10 says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Great listeners, great mothers and mothers to be listening, and all everyone who would listen to this later. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Nehemiah 8:10. Psalm 30 verse 5 says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30 verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So no matter what you are going through or what you will go through in this month of June, remember that weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Your joy will definitely come. My joy and your joy will definitely come. It will come. Whatever we're going through is temporal. It is not permanent. It will definitely pass. It will pass. These two shall pass. So take that to heart and meditate on that. Keep meditating on that, that my joy is coming. My joy comes in the morning. My joy is here. You can even embrace it and say, "Lord, this my morning has come. My joy has come. The weeping has come to an end and my joy has come." So that's in Psalm 30 verse 5, talking about joy. We're talking about June joys. I'm going to read from Psalm 51 and verse 12. I'll read that quickly for you. Psalm 51 and verse 12. I'll just read what it says now. You have to pardon me. I'm opening my scriptures, so understand that. That's why I'm having a pause. I want to be very real as I'm doing this. Psalm 51 verse 12 says, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. The psalmist is praying in Psalm 51 verse 12, saying to God, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." So salvation brings joy. It brings great joy. So are you saved? Do you know Jesus? It brings great joy. It brings great joy to know Him as our personal Lord and Savior. And the psalmist here is saying, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." Obviously, from the previous verses, he was asking for forgiveness, and you know, was asking for mercy, consecration, and all that. And from time to time, we need to bring ourselves before God and examine ourselves, look inwards, and ask Him to forgive us of all that we've done wrong and anything that might have taken away our joy. Peradventure, we've opened ourselves to certain things that has just taken the joy of our salvation away, or have stolen our joy. What is it that is stealing your joy? What exactly is it that you're going through that is stealing your joy? You know, anything can be the source of the, you know, something that is stealing joy from you. It could be anything. It could also be sin. It could be anything. But whatever it is, I want you to ask, as you're listening to this, I want you, great listeners, to ask for God to restore your joy, restore the joy of your salvation. And that is what that psalm says, Psalm 51 verse 12. "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." Amen. And so that is it. And in James chapter 1 verse 2, it says, "Count it all joy when you are faced with diverse trials and temptation." Count it all joy. So no matter the trials and temptations that we face in the month of June, it says we should count it all joy. We should count it all joy. And so don't see it as, you know, something that is going to tear you apart and all that. Count it all joy. That's what it says in the book of James. It says that count it, whatever you are going through, it says count it all joy. It says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." You know, verse 3 says, "Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience," because there's going to be a great result out of it. There's going to be a great outcome out of it. So he's saying, count it all joy. No matter what you are going through, count it all joy. Count it all joy. Great listeners out there, count it all joy. Another scripture also says in the book of John 15:11. I believe that the Lord was speaking to his disciples in John 15:11, and he was saying to them in John 15:11 that, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." He was praying for the disciples, and he was talking to them about so many things, the fact that they should abide in him and him in them, and their joy will be full. And so Jesus wants our joy to be full. And I'm praying that in this month of June, we're talking about June joys, that you will experience a fullness of joy. According to the word of God in John 15, you will experience a fullness of joy. God's joy, full joy, will be your portion. It says that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. And that's going to be our prayer. Joy will be full in Jesus' name. John 15:11. And the final scripture I want to bring out is Psalm 126 verse 5. Psalm 126 verse 5. It talks about the fact that when we go out sowing, you know, we come back. It says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." Psalm 126 verse 5. "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." Oh, my great mothers, trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Have you been sowing in tears? Be very sure you are next in line. Please be assured that you are next in line for a miracle, and you are going to reap in joy. Joy unexplainable. Everyone listening, you would experience joy unexplainable. Unexplainable, you will experience joy. That is what that scripture says in Psalm 126. You will experience joy unexplainable. That is Psalm 126 verse 5. If we sow in tears, we'll reap in joy. So whatever you are sowing at the moment, if you have been sowing in tears, be rest assured your joy is coming. you reap in joy. And the final one is in 1 Peter 4:13. 1 Peter 4:13. I'll just read that quickly to you. 1 Peter 4:13. I'll just find that quickly because of time. 1 Peter 4:13 says, it says, "But rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." So whatever you are going through as a believer, whatever trials that you're going through as a believer, because you are of the kingdom of God, be rest assured that there is an exceeding joy at the end of it. You cannot compare it to the joy that is coming. Be rest assured that there's great joy coming. So whatever you are going through as a believer in this month of June, just know that there is an end result, an end product is joy. There's an exceeding joy at the end of the day. So take care, stay blessed up, and keep shining and shine brighter. Till next time, enjoy your journeys, your own very, very peculiar journeys. Thank you.